taxes now for, I think, 17 years, 16, 17 years in that range. They do a terrific job for you. Hey, extended taxes, back taxes, let's get caught up with all that. You'll love the Patterson Tax Service. And as far as your payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, let's get you back to your families, back to your employees, and back to your clients and customers rather than sticking your nose in those books. Small businesses, let's outsource this. Let's go with the professionals. Any tax question you might have, tax evaluation, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Ashby, is the building now, because I'm not there, obviously, is the building now, you got lights, people showing up, a little more secured facility now?
Yes, we're feeling a little less creepy. Ben Milstead is here. He helped me out get everything situated. Still a couple technical difficulties on our end, but nothing that involves anybody fearing for their life. So all is well on the Easley side of things. How are things in the Charleston side?
They are great. It will be hot. I told you at 8:38 last night, the real feel was 104. And I'm going to try to do the 8:38 real feel, 8:38 a.m. for you. And see what that looked like. Right now, the real feel at 808 is 98.
So,
it's just humidity, man. It's only 84, but the humidity is. One quick Adams Grove text line question about Clemson football, and then I'm going to get back on my Indiana. I love you so much. Kurt Cinetti, man crush, Indiana football man crush. Texture says, this is from Mitch. Why can't we put Sammy Brown and Jeremiah Alexander on the field at the same time? The answer to that question is because Jeremiah Alexander's not that good. Just have to be honest. Jeremiah Alexander can't cover. Jeremiah Alexander's not a great football player. Pretty simple. All right, Ashby Mixon, I can't see you. Are you sitting down?
I am Mickey Plyler. I'm nervous now.
The case that I have made is that Indiana might be better this year. Now, remember this. He was asked, Kirk Cinetti was asked in the offseason, now that you're the hunted, how do you go about this? His answer was, we went and got a bigger gun. They're better at a lot of positions this year. But let me give you
– on paper. This is
not a very popular thing. Yeah. On paper, yeah. This is not an easy thing to say when you mention this fact. There's a chance that Mendoza – or a chance that Hoover – or coming in at least that Hoover was better than Mendoza. All right. Now, that's hard to say when Mendoza last year goes for 3,500 yards and 41 touchdowns. All right, with six interceptions and wins the national championship. Goes 16-0, wins the Heisman Trophy, first round pick, draft pick there. So that's hard to say that. But let's do some comparison. All right, this time last year, was anybody out there thinking that Fernando Mendoza was a first round draft pick, was the number one pick overall, was the Heisman Trophy winner and a national championship quarterback, is going to beat Ohio State, is going to beat Oregon, is going to beat Alabama, is going to beat Miami for the national championship. Nobody was thinking that. Now all of a sudden we think, oh, man, it was a generational talent at quarterback. He wasn't a generational talent at quarterback before. In his passing years, in his years at Cal, he threw for 3,700 yards, and 30 touchdowns with 16 interceptions at Cal. He goes to Indiana, throws for 3,500 yards and 41 touchdowns and six picks. Well, at Cal, he was 6-7 and 6-7. At Indiana, he's 16-0. At Cal, his passer rating was 132 and 144. Josh Hoover's was higher at TCU. Josh Hoover went 9-4, 9-4 the last 2 years. Josh Hoover, where Mendoza threw for 3,700 yards, Hoover's thrown for 9,600 yards. Where Mendoza threw for 30 touchdowns and 16 picks, Hoover threw for 71 touchdowns. The completion percentages are very close. The quarterback ratings, Hoover's a higher rated quarterback rating for his career than Mendoza was. Now, I'm not telling you he's as talented as Mendoza, but let's don't act like that Mendoza came in and made Indiana. Indiana made Mendoza. And Indiana's going to make Hoover as well. And I do think Indiana was underrated at wide receiver last year. But Becker comes back and Marsh comes in from Michigan State. And I think there's a chance in here. You're talking about Indiana being as good, the tight end from Miami, the offensive line. But that's not even the story. The story is they run the football extremely well. Average 213 yards a game on the ground. Turbo Richards got a big, big hole to fill there. But defensively, I think they're going to be better. Brian Haynes, the defense coordinator, comes back. On the group, they only gave up 11.7 points per game last year. They got all these returning starters now. Include the best linebacker in the country. Including where they went and got A.J. Harris. Look, let me get on the Mendoza and Hoover stuff. Can I at least talk you into this? Can I at least talk you into coming into the year this year compared to coming into the year last year that you feel better about quarterbacks at Indiana? Not afterwards, but going into it. Can I talk you into that?
Yeah, I could be talked into that. Mendoza had a lot of potential and upside, I remember thinking. But as of right now, yeah. I can get behind it. But it's also a Sonny Dyke situation where quarterbacks are often really, really successful. So was Mendoza put in the same situation to have that success before he got to Indiana? I don't know.
It's a good point. I just know that 9,600 yards is more than 3,700 yards.
No, yeah,
I know that
9-4
twice is better than 6-7 twice. I know that 71 touchdowns is more than 30 touchdowns. And I know that passer rating 147 is better than 132. I mean, I think – I keep using this phrase, they get dinged. I think they get dinged for losing Mendoza, but it's not – Mendoza didn't make Indiana. Because was anybody talking about Curtis Rourke in the year before?
Nope.
I mean, here's what's amazing is that Indiana last year with Mendoza – I'm going to blow your doors off with this one. Texas said he threw 33 interceptions. Yeah, but Mendoza threw 16 – Mendoza's touchdown-interception ratio, Hoover's touchdown-interception ratio at TCU was better than Mendoza's touchdown-interception ratio at Cal. It was less than 2-1. He threw 30 touchdowns and 16 picks at Cal. Hoover's 71 and 33. And I got to tell you, he won't throw 12 interceptions this year at Indiana. I didn't know Mickey was a Hoosier. No, Mickey has two eyes.
I can get behind this propaganda, all right? I can. I see it. I like it. But I'm not as on board as you are that the same everything's going to happen just right. They're going to be as excellent. They're all going to click the way that they should. They're going to have the mentality. Your quarterback play is going to be elite. I'm not fully bought in that that's going to happen again. I think it definitely could with the talent that they have. I'm not quite there with you, though, that they should be like a favorite to win it all again. I'm just not quite there.
All right. Let me give you this. On this idea that Mendoza made Indiana.
It's – okay.
Curtis Rourke – and Indiana, the year before, averaged 22 more passing yards per game than Mendoza and Indiana did with Mendoza at quarterback. That Rourke, they threw it for 261 a game with Rourke. They threw it for 239 a game with Mendoza. They threw the ball better with Rourke than they did the Heisman Trophy number one pick in the draft the next year. This is a system thing is my point. This is Kirk Cignetti. This is about clinicians. The receivers at Indiana this year will run the right routes. The post-snap reads will be right. The offensive line will get their helmets on the right side. This will be the best offensive line in the country. The quarterback will deliver the ball on time. They'll catch it. The yards after contact will be good. On defense, they'll tackle. Like, I'm telling you, it's going to be the same thing. This is going to be – This is going to be – this is Kirk Cignetti. This is the program. This is their brand. Mendoza's going to do well in the NFL, but Mendoza was not this generational talent that came in and saved Indiana, is my point.
No, but you need a quarterback to be similar in his accuracy and all the attributes he had to replicate the success from last year. You need your wide receivers to be as good. You need the run game to be as good. Yeah, are they going to run the right routes? Yes. Is Kirk Cignetti going to be a great coach and have him ready to go? Yes. But there's still a lot of things that are unproven with the amount of turnover that you had. It is hard to say, even if you have the best coach in the country, if you want to say that about him, for things to transfer over from one year to another at that level, I've got to see it happen a little bit more before I'm there with you.
You know who had more turnover than Indiana?
Who?
Ohio State.
Sure. I agree.
Oregon.
I would have Oregon as probably number one. I think they have less turnover.
Oregon, it's hard to say now on returning starters because, like, do you count at quarterback, Josh Hoover started 3 years at TCU. Is he a returning starter at Indiana? Are you counting as a returning starter?
No. Nope. Yeah. New system.
Even though – all right, let me give you this. All right, let me give you a better example of it. Corey Myrick and Jerome Carter at Clemson.
No, they're not returning starters.
So they're better than what you had. And they started more games than the guys that were there last year. But you can't count them as returning starters.
Unless they've been in the system, I don't think so. I think Corey Myrick and Jerome Carter are going to be great football players. One was at Southern Miss and one was at Old Dominion. You can't say they're Clemson returning starters until they've gone in there and played at Clemson.
I agree with you. But so we can't use the thing anymore about returning starters. That's not the metric that we talk about anymore.
I don't think it's starting that's necessarily important. Listen, starting experience is important, but the new returning starters is better – described as continuity, cohesion amongst a group, you know.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm glad Clemson's safeties don't have continuity.
You cut out. What'd you say?
I said I'm glad that Clemson's safeties don't have continuity and cohesion because I wanted turnover there. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole new world now.
It is, and Indiana's going to be good, but I'm not quite on the train that you are. I got to see it a little bit more to believe it. I have people on the text line comparing this team to some of the best teams in college football history. Maybe, but they won a national championship. How many people have repeated that in the last 6 years? You know?
I'm not saying that they're going to win the national championship. I'm saying they should be preseason number one.
All right.
They deserve to be preseason number one. And I'm saying they're getting dinged because their name's not – and their name's not Ohio State and their name's not Oregon.
How many new players are on this team?
They aren't believing in 27-2. I'm sorry?
How many new Indiana players are on this team? Do you know? I'm looking it up.
I know. Nick Marsh at wide receiver. Joe Bruner at right tackle. Brock Scott, the tight end from Miami, Josh Hoover, and Turbo Richards. So five new guys on offense. And on defense, four. A.J. Harris, a star from Penn State. Preston Zachman, a multi-year starter at Wisconsin. And then the two redshirt junior guys are transfers from Kansas State at defensive end. So you've got nine new starters that weren't with the program last year. But all nine – well, I'll take that back. The tight end from Miami is a redshirt freshman. All those other guys were starters, multi-year starters, and juniors and seniors at where they were.
If we are going to ding
– did that answer your question?
If we are going to ding other teams in the top 10 for continuity and having a bunch of turnover, then that same thing has to be applied to Indiana, even if you really, really like their concept and – coach. And so I have to wait and see that.
I agree.
But I like it. I like where you're coming from.
I can
from.
Agree with it. The main point, and I'm going to fall on my face when they lose to Northwestern in week four. Whatever. No. The main point there is that Indiana we're thinking about 1999 Indiana, 2009 Indiana, 2019 Indiana. We're not thinking about Indiana in the terms that we're thinking about Alabama, even though
no, we're not, because they've had two good years. They won one national championship. You get the benefit of the doubt when you win a bunch in a row and you're always up there. Give them a couple more years of excellence, then they get that benefit. I really believe that.
All right, let me ask you this. We got to take a break. Let me ask one more final question. Who's a better football team right now, Indiana or Alabama?
Indiana. I'm talking about the benefit of the doubt Alabama got 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. Who's a better football team right now, Indiana or Ohio State?
Now, that's a good question. We'll see.
We'll see. All right, I enjoyed that, by the way. That's a lot of fun. Our text line blew up, and we'll talk about that. Short break. Love to discuss on the other side right after this.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley.
August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Life gets busy. Let's talk about curbside pickup. At Ingles, they have it. You go online, they'll do the shopping for you. You pull up, they'll have it out for you fast, efficient, and you get back to life. You get back to PTA meetings. You get back to dance class, to piano class. You get back to softball. You get back to baseball and soccer, and you get back to family time. And it allows you more time at the office, more time at home. So if you have that busy lifestyle, and you can't get out and enjoy the fine, friendly faces inside at Ingles, do the curbside pickup. They'd love to help you out. And don't forget pharmacy. Don't forget about floral. Don't forget about all the great departments there, the bakery department, the deli department. Go ahead and let's get that healthy lifestyle, man, with a good old salad bar and a good old olive bar. They'll take care of you. Low prices. Love the savings. And finally, I'll just tell you, when you get your Ingles Advantage card, if you haven't done it already, you get your new one, whatever it might be, let's link it up for Tools for Schools. They want to give the money away to local schools, and let's tie that, your Ingles Advantage card, into your local school. Low prices. Love the savings. Love my friends at Ingles.
With 13 straight hours of local programming,
we've got you covered all day long, right here on The Roar,
where every day is game day.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't
go to North Hills Automotive. You're going to love this. They love the slogan, done right, on time, first time, guaranteed. Signature guaranteed, home of the lifetime warranty. All parts, all labor covered with the auto repair at North Hills Auto. All of that covered for the entire time you own the car. No one else does that. Love that. You know, whenever you have automotive repairs that going on, it's like it's just a big inconvenience. It doesn't have to be. Free shuttle service. If you need to stay there, it's a friendly atmosphere, clean and nice, man. So that's good. But if you need to get back to work, get back to home, free shuttle service. They'll take care of that. With their ASC Master Certified Techs, with this awesome deal of this lifetime guarantee stuff, this amazing, both locations, by the way, the Butler Road location and the Augusta Street location. If you're in the Greenville area and the Malden, Simpsonville area, if you need that car fixed and done right on time, first time guaranteed, there's a difference at North Hills Auto. That's why for 40 years, the thousands of clients they've had, and the Google reviews up and down, go and read these. These are good people. Really impressed by what Jacob and his father built there and what they continue to do. And I'll tell you more about fleets here in a second. Guarantee for you, Ashby. Yesterday I told you I guaranteed it would be the last year of Bill Belichick at North Carolina. I'll go and tell you now, we made the same prediction. If they go 3-9, like I just talked about, you're not going to see – this is it for Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell, matter of fact, the guarantee I'll tell you is Mike Norvell won't make it to November. Mike Norvell will not be the head coach when they host Florida in the last game of the year. There'll be an interim coach, maybe Odell Hagans at Florida State. But, hey, put my buddy Rick Stockstill as the interim coach down there, since he's on staff down that way. But the other guarantee, Mike Norvell will not be the head football coach at Florida State in November. Like it?
I can get behind it.
All right. I'm going to go with that. Want it right guaranteed? Then let's get it done right. North Hills Automotive, northhillsauto.com. And if you are a small business owner out there now, if you're a business owner right now, they have what they call Pro Fleet Solutions. You know how important it is to have those trucks, those vans, the automotive, have your fleet out there and doing it right. Let's get a comprehensive vehicle inspections and preventive maintenance program with them. Let's get the repair services. Let's get the 24/7 emergency support. Let's make sure your fleet is running right. You got to have the deliveries. You got to have your people out there. And what Anthony's been able to do now with over 20 years in the industry, 10 years on the operations side of things, he's their ops guy when it comes to fleets. He's going to make sure that you got a relationship. He knows more about your fleets and how you can do it. There's expertise you can trust, a proactive approach in making sure those fleets are running on time and running right. It is our great friends at North Hills Automotive, NorthHillsAuto.com. Do you have a guarantee for me today?
I guarantee, based on, if you guys are just tuning in, we did win game for all of Clemson's opponents. Run the numbers, and I can guarantee that Clemson will play no more than four teams that have a winning record at the time of when they play them.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Well, LSU's not one of them.
Right. LSU
can't
count.
Because LSU was 0-0.
So it's Miami, okay, who is probably going to be 4-0.
Yes.
Virginia Tech, who has an easy first half of their schedule. South Carolina, if we want to say that. And then you say no, but I say yes to Cal. I think they're going to be 2-1. That's telling.
So Cal, that is telling, because when you play them is very, very important. Cal opens UCLA at Syracuse and Wagner. They'll beat Wagner. So I'm saying, you're saying split with UCLA and Syracuse.
Yes.
New staff. By the way, the quarterback's phenomenal. I heard someone say last night, man, I worry about Cal because of quarterback. Yeah, the quarterback's phenomenal. The rest of it's not phenomenal. New staff. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Are we sure Virginia Tech? Yeah, Virginia Tech, that's easy because of the front-loaded part of the schedule. In case you missed that, before they play Clemson, it's VMI, Old Dominion, at Maryland, at Boston College, Pittsburgh, at Cal, and Georgia Tech. So they'll be better. I get that.
Are you sure South Carolina's
going to have a winning record?
Some texter makes a comment and says Georgia Southern will have a winning record. That's a good point. We did not factor in Georgia Southern and the other – non-Power 4 game there. Of Power 4 teams.
Right. Are you sure South Carolina's going to have a winning record?
No. That's why I said max 4.
Yeah.
Could be 2.
Oh, max 4. Miami and could it be 1? Miami, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's going to have a winning record.
Those are two winning record teams.
I told you too. I think South Carolina can make the playoffs. South Carolina has about as polar opposite of hypothetical, realistic situations as anybody can have. There's a chance, we talked about this earlier in the show, there's a chance that South Carolina could be in the college football playoff, and there's a chance Shane Beamer won't be the coach of South Carolina when they enter Death Valley. Let me get to the phone lines. Toby is in the beautiful Pendleton, South Carolina. Ashby Mix's hometown right now, Pendleton.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Toby. How you doing?
What's up, Mick?
Not much, but you doing well?
Yes, sir. How you? Hey, can I get you started this morning?
Yes.
I know you don't like this, so I'm going to say it just to get your blood boiling a little bit. What's going on, Hoss?
Nothing much, Sparky.
Thank you, G.
You got it, sport. That's great, man.
I didn't have nothing today, but I just had to ask a question, and then I got to give a shout-out if you don't mind.
Sure.
Growing up, when we used to ride the bus, that was like the – you know, where you learn how to do everything. You learn how to get beat up. You learn how to fight a little bit. But my question to you and Ashby is, who's tougher, riding the bus or getting dropped off in the school line? And I wanted to give a big shout-out real quick to my mama. She lives in Pendleton. Her name is Edith Skelton. And she turned 78 years old today.
Let's go.
Well,
happy birthday.
Birthday girl. Yeah, woo! Edith. Happy birthday. Many, many more.
You don't hear many Ediths anymore.
That's great, man.
What a great
name.
Archie.
Yeah, what a great name, man. That's fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Many, many more, Tubby. I appreciate the phone call, man. Many more.
Thank you, bud.
All right, buddy. You too. Riding the bus, you have to be tough.
Yes.
Because one bully can ruin it for you and all that. But it all depends on the car line getting dropped off. It depends. My dad had a white El Camino that was embarrassing to me as a kid that we would get dropped off in. So it depends on the vehicle. If you got a great car and not a corny mom or dad. Now, it is the mom and dad's civic duty to be corny and try to embarrass your kids in front of their friends.
You have
to roll down the window and say, hey, sweetheart, don't do like last night. Don't poop your pants today at school like you did last night at home. You know, stuff like that.
We love you. Mom loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Growing up in elementary school, the bus kids, they were always a little like, had more life experience to them. You know, like by the time I got to school, I felt like they had lived a whole day at that point. So I'm going to have to give the upper hand to the bus kids for sure in the toughness battle.
You have to do that. Before we get to Scott, he mentioned Sport and Sparky and Hoss and all that. I heard a new one the other day. I'm playing golf with a buddy of mine, and he said down in South Georgia, where he was born and raised and lived a lot of his life, that there was a guy on his that he played golf with, and again, a guy, I can't remember everybody's name and all, but his crutch, he called everybody. He called them brother-in-law, but it was not pronounced brother-in-law. It was pronounced brother-in-law. So,
brother-in-law.
Like, you hit a shot, and the guy go, he'd say, hey, good shot there, brother-in-law. And or he'd see you at the putting green and say, what time's y'all's tee time there, brother-in-law? So, everybody was brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
To which, I responded. And I think I told you this before, but if not, this bears repeating because this is a great one and a great way to start your morning. I grew up in Chester, South Carolina. And Clyde Wren, who was at Clemson and at South Carolina for many, many, many years, he's still at South Carolina on their football staff down that way. His brother was a guy named Robert Earl Wren. And whenever you saw Robert Earl Wren,
no.
He would say, instead of saying hello, he would say, shine, Bo.
What?
And, yes, shine, S-H-I-N-E. Shine, Bo, B-O. So I don't know it for a fact. I think shine, Bo, basically shine, Bo is hello. It can be interpreted as, hey, shine, like let's smile, let's shine, let's have a great day, let's. I told you, I don't know if you know, but at Port Marnick, now I'm going to get from Jordan's Fishing Supply in Chester, South Carolina, over to Port Marnick, a great golf course in Dublin, Ireland. Their motto is be up. And I asked the head pro there, like you see on their shirts and their hats, like be up, B-E-U-P, be up, two words. And I said, what does be up mean? And he goes, you know, no one really knows. This has always been our motto here. And it might mean, like, be up, like, get the ball to the hole, like, you know, don't be short. Or it might be keep up with the group in front of you, like, be up. Or it might just be, like, just be in a good mood, like, just be up. But on this side of the pond, we do it what Robert O. Wren would say, and it is shine, Bo. So whenever you – whenever we hear a car horn sound, I always go – and I don't know why I do it, but we joke in my family, we're in the car and somebody honked the horn and I'll say, all right now. And my wife will say, shine, Bo. So if you ever hear a car sound, a horn out there, mine is, all right now.
You've got me on three new pieces of slang today. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, I like the shine, Bo, thing, though. You get it? Like, it's let's be happy. Let's be up. Let's shine. It's a good day, you know? Shine, Bo. Anyway, we'll take a break. Scott from Greenville, hang on. I want to get an update with your wife, and I hope that she's shining, Bo. And I hope that works out well for you. All right, short break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up in the final segment right after this.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall, August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 210 Fern Street right here in Easley. The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority.
I'm in Charleston, and I am in a hotel, in Mount Pleasant, actually. But if we had plumbing problems here, I'd tell the people here, one-time plumber. Any of our listeners we saw last night, Charleston Clemson Club, one-time plumber. When I go through and see all friends and listeners in Columbia, I'll tell you, one-time plumber. And in Greenville, get back to the Upstate, one-time plumber. Clemson operated with the guys that own this franchise there. It's one-time plumber. The number is the number. The name is the name, and the name is the number, and the price is the price. So it's not haggling back and forth. You don't get the surcharge for late night or overtime type stuff. You don't get we're busy. Not like Uber or Lyft that it all goes on what the surcharge might look like. No, the price is the price. Locally licensed, bonded, insured. When it comes to plumbing emergencies, call them. Remember it. Don't panic. Name is the numbers. One Tom Plumber.
More wall-to-wall sports.
Yes! 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
We do it.
1 million square feet. 21,000 projects completed. This is the most experienced team. This was the original garage flooring company in the Upstate of South Carolina. We love them. Love everything they do. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist. 404-8158. 404-8158. When I was a kid, Ashby, there was maybe a Barbara Mandrell song, and it was called I Was Country, and Country Wasn't Cool. They were garage floor people when garage floor wasn't cool, and they've done a great job with it. Now go with the best. Get a 10-minute no obligation phone call, carolinaflooringspecialist.com. Let's get Scott in Greenville on our Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines, getting an update from his smoking hot wife. Hey, good morning, Scott. Give me some good news, man. Hey, Scott, are you there?
Yeah, Mickey, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir. Get right ahead.
How's Charles? Hot, 116th
Street? It's hot, man. Yeah, it's.
I hear you.
I sent Ashby this thing last night. I'm going to give you an update here. We got a little delay here with it, but let me give you an update here. So last night at 8:38, the real feel was 100. And this morning at 8:48, so we're 10 minutes later, the real feel is 100.
Wow.
Whoo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, your show needed an upgrade, so you brought Ashby in to lift the ratings when it was getting low there, and I've had to lift my car right up, so I have the smoking hot wife with me right now, first time ever calling into your show.
How about that?
So she can hear every word
you're saying.
Smoking
hot wife, we have been praying for you. Our listeners have been praying for you. I know that living with Scott can cause an awful lot of stress in your life in so many ways, but we're trying to make up for that part of it. So, thoughts and prayers, and we prayed for your nurses and your doctors, and we hope that recovery is going to go well. And I will just give you one piece of advice. Milk this for everything, man. You've done it for this guy for years. Make him wait on you hand and foot over the next few weeks.
Oh, I have. I'm about 3 weeks out from surgery, so we are actually on our way to a doctor's appointment now, and recovery is going very well. Just got to go to Birmingham, Alabama, and see my own Clemson Tiger get engaged to his fiance this past weekend. So I'm just glad the good Lord let me stay around long enough to see that, and I appreciate your prayers. They were felt before I went into surgery, and surgery was a success, and I'm just glad that you know, I'm here able to talk to you guys today.
Well, now, see, that means that God brought you, gave you that for a reason, and now you'll see your daughter-in-laws and your grandkids and all that. So that's great. That's awesome. And I'll ask you guys, keep us up to date with everything, because people do like praying, and people do want to hear the good news when you go to continue your recovery with it all.
We will. Thank you so much.
All right. Y'all be careful. Safe travels.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. How about that? Tiger Hawley, what a blessing. Prayers answered. God is good.
Yes.
When there is no doubt about that.
We had a celebrity sighting on the show today. You don't get that every day.
All right, what you got?
Scott smoking a hot wife, Michelle.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, celebrity. Can you imagine living with that character for as many years as she's had to live with him?
We love you,
you know,
Scott.
You talk about stress and all that. Yes, yes, yes. On the nickname stuff, 7921 said, I'm 74 years old. All the convenience store clerks call me Boss Man.
That's a good one.
I get that. I like that.
I like Boss Man.
That could be all for you, Boss Man? Yeah, I like that.
I'm trying to think of the girl versions of these, because these are all very male, like a chief, a boss. I don't usually get those unless people are being ironic. I usually hit people, I just call them girl, if I don't know their name or... I don't know their name. So, we don't have as many like that are kind of condescending.
Yep. Y'all call each other Lindsay and Jane.
Honey's
and
good.
Aubrey.
I say my aunt calls everybody honey. That's true.
Is it okay, like if I'm at the drive-thru the other day, the lady that took my order over the intercom said, what else can I get for you, sweetheart? And then I go to I pay her in line, and she calls me darling, and calls me something else. Do I say it back to her? Is that acceptable? Or is that like, I'm very, very, as a man, I'm very conscious. I don't want to make any female feel uncomfortable with a comment or anything like that. So she calls me darling, sweetheart, honey. Like, do you go, all right, thank you, huh? Appreciate that, darling. I mean, I don't know if I get that back to him or not.
I think you can in that setting. If it feels like you're putting it on, nah. If it's something that you just naturally say to people, then I don't think it's weird. But if you feel like you're saying it because somebody else is, nah. Nah. Like, right, I'm not a darling person. I wouldn't call somebody that. So I'm not going to say it back.
Okay. I'll just tell you this, Ashby.
Okay.
You don't have to call me darling. You never even call me by my name. I have three great ones here. I do want to tell you about Brad Hughes, the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with them, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. It's Brad Hughes. Brad Hughes does an awesome job and will always be there for you. We know our coverage is better. See if he can help you out. Give him a phone. No obligation phone call. Let's see if he gets a better situation. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. 4370 said, Coach Wayne Bolt would call you Big Cuz. And that's because Wayne Bolt was big cuz. Wayne Bolt was a big man. And when Wayne Bolt lost some weight, none of his clothes fit him. But, yes, that was big cuz. I worked from 1991 to 1993. I worked at Harbortown Golf Links. The starter there was a guy named John Carlin. John Carlin had to deal with 50,000 rounds a year. And so he had to deal with about 2,500 members and all these tourists coming from everywhere. And he couldn't remember anybody's name. Even the best of all the members and the nicest members, the Mr. Wins of the world, whatever, he couldn't remember anybody's name. So he called everybody Old Buddy, to which you called him Old Buddy. And he was known as Old Buddy. And so to this day, I'll meet people and say, hey, did you remember Old Buddy? Yeah, I remember Old Buddy. But he said, hey, Old Buddy. So you got all that. And here's the best text I got all day long. This is from Ben. Listener Ben, do you have to hold your head at a certain angle when you say, shine, Bo? Yes. It's a slight angle of the head, and then it's a tilt back of the head. You know how when you would – it's almost like when you're saying, what's up? You know how you do the – or it's actually the sup. So you tilt your head a little bit to the side, you tilt it back a little bit, and go, sup. I wish I was there now, Ashby, to show you. But you know what I'm talking about, where you kind of get the little – so
I need to see this whole thing in person. I think I'm not South Carolinian enough to understand this right now without a visual aid.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
So you never seen anybody do the, if I could show you, but the head will tilt slightly at about 45 degrees.
No, I get that. And then I get the head motion. Back. I just don't get the shine bow thing.
Okay.
I'm not there. But I will be.
But now you do get when someone will say, what's up? And they kind of like, what's up? And they kick their head back like that to the side?
Yeah. All right. That's what
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Same thing with Shinebow. You got to do that. Like, it's a greeting. It's what Shinebow means, hello, but it's an advanced hello.
But why
and
shine?
It's a hello for. Shinebow means, hey, be in a good mood, be up, like, let's have a great day, everything's great, Shinebow, and hello. It's like, it's kind of like aloha. It means so much. You know, it can mean more than one thing. So, at Jordan's Fishing Supply in Chester, South Carolina, when you're walking out, and probably had his second Budweiser in a little can that was in a little brown paper bag, you know, make your way out of there, and you go, Shinebow. Yeah. And it's the timing of it, too. Like, you don't do it while you say it. You kind of do it before. Like, you kick your head back before, and you go, Shinebow.
You're going to have to act this out for me tomorrow. I've got to see it live.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Remind me. Yeah. My buddy Will gets in, nickname talk. Anytime somebody refers to the cart girl as darling at the golf course, it creeps me out. I agree. I think that the beverage girl at the golf course might be the most harassed woman on earth. For some reason, the men think that she wants you to kind of flirt with them. You know, she's got the smoking hot frat guy as a boyfriend, but she wants the middle-aged guy to hit on her so she get more tips. Like, she's welcoming that. I feel sorry for the beverage girl. That you think that man, like, she actually wants to talk to you for some reason. I feel sorry for her, man. I feel very sorry for her through all that. 9383 said, this is a South Carolina thing. I've never heard this in my life. Shinebow, no, that's not a South Carolina thing. That's a one man in Chester, South Carolina thing. Again, just like the guy that said brother-in-law. Hey, I got one for you, Ashby. You can start this.
All right.
Hold on. 1802 said, a friend of mine used to call everybody money.
Oh, I love that.
What's up, money?
I call my friends. I have a lot of ironic ones like that. Like, I'll call my tiny little friends Hoss. Stuff like that.
What's up, Hoss?
What up, Hoss? I used to say that when I walk in my house. Yeah.
Here's what you need to do. But do it with your smaller friends, not your bigger friends.
Yeah, you can't do it if it's questionable.
Call them Biggin. What's up, Biggin?
Somebody said, oh, this is the worst one. Hey, guy.
Hey, guy. Do not call, if you have a big bone friend, don't call them Biggin.
Yeah.
But like your little petite one friends, you know, what's up, Biggin? Yeah. Hey, we got Eric Newton, get in touch with him, hang up at EricNewton.com, all of your real estate needs, EricNewton.com. You need anything in Clemson, I'll see Jeff Scott tonight. I'll ask him about Jeff Scott, Newton Scott Associates. They'll build your house for you. They'll take care of you. It's EricNewton.com, the very best in the business. Ashby, I don't know if you're going to do music. You got 10 seconds or 5 seconds. You going to do anything for 2 minutes real quickly?
Scrimmage tonight, final scrimmage, and then fall camp is over, and we're 15 days out from football season for Clemson.
I love it. Hey, great job back there in the studios. Glad it went well. We'll be back. We're heading back to the upstate today, and we'll have a big Friday show for you. Up next, Sam and Facts. And friends, have a wonderful Thursday. Most important, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Tiger fans, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. We at the Roar have been saying this for years because we believe it. At Elkmont,